The Everlasting Gospel, Chapter 35. Great Things. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, the strength of the hills is his also. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. For you are great, and do wondrous things. You are God alone. Great things does he, which we cannot comprehend. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. Not only is it God alone who does great things, but he does nothing else but great things. He is a great God, and he does great things. The least thing that he does is great. The smallest flower, the tiniest and most slender blade of grass is the product of power greater than that possessed by all nations and kings on earth. Nothing less than infinite power could make it, but there is no power greater than infinite power. Therefore, in the smallest thing that God has made, a blade of grass, a grain of sand, yeah, even a single atom, the everlasting power and divinity of God are displayed as really as in the sun, moon, and stars. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and merciful in all his works. This is the rendering given in the text of several versions. Now, since all the works of the Lord are merciful, and he does only great works, it follows that his mercy is as great as his works. His works are done in mercy, but they are the product of infinite power, so the mercy of the Lord is equal to his power, and identical with it. Therefore, according to the height of the heaven above the earth, so great is his mercy. Literally, so mighty is his mercy. Remember now that it was not by works of righteousness which we did ourselves, but according to his mercy he saved us. The power of this mercy to save us is the power that is revealed in the whole universe. What comfort, then, there is for us in reading that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before prepared that we should walk in them. It is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. We know that his great mercy will do great things, not simply for us, but in us. Yeah, he will enlarge us also. I will run the way of your commandments, when you shall enlarge my heart. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. In your hand it is to make great, and to give strength unto all. It is God that girds me with strength, and makes my way perfect. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand has held me up, and your gentleness has made me great. All this is the mercy of the Lord God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us, made us alive, together with Christ, by grace are you saved, and has raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It is by the mercy of God that we are raised up with Christ, and made to sit in the heavenly places with him. For his mercy is great above the heavens, but in the raising of Christ from the dead, and setting him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality, and power, and might, and dominion, God showed the working of his mighty power. So again we see that the power of God is his mercy. All creation proclaims the power of God, and therefore the mercy by which he saves us from our sins. It is wonderful indeed, so great is the field into which the Lord brings us, that it seems as though we were in a dream. Nevertheless, it is true, and our mouth may be filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. And we can say, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. O come to the Father, through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he has done.